From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Somali government officials said Saturday airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. The National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. The man was identified as the dead body ejected out of the hole created by the explosion. That's according to cabinet spokesman Abdisalan Ahmed Atto, who spoke with VOA's Somali service. An official with the Somali intelligence agency told VOA earlier that Mogadishu airport staff and employees of Dalo Airlines were among those who may have been detained for questioning, including two people suspected of assisting the suspected bomber. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy by enacting limits to the presidency and increasing parliament's power. However, opponents express doubt they will bring meaningful change. The reforms were passed Sunday by 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Four people were killed in Burundi on Saturday night, including a child selling boiled eggs at a bar, when three grenades hit the capital of Bujumbura, according to residents. 9 months of violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term has left more than 400 people dead in the country. 12 people were injured in these latest blasts. You're listening to VOA News. The UN Security Council Sunday strongly condemned North Korea's rocket launch and said it would adopt soon sanctions resolution in response to the dangerous and serious violation. The statement was backed by China, Pyongyang's ally, and 14 other council members during a meeting. South Korea and the U.S., meanwhile, will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD after North Korea claimed to have launched a satellite into space. A joint statement by both militaries said the talks will explore the feasibility of THAAD deploying to and operating on the Korean Peninsula at the earliest possible date. The system, however, is unpopular outside Seoul. The U.S. National Football League's Super Bowl 50 championship game on Sunday between the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers will feature quarterbacks who are separated in age by 13 years. VOA's Park Brewer has more details in this preview from San Francisco.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing, and he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Park Brewer, VOA News, San Francisco.
Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing 120 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by a powerful earthquake. Authorities said Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. At least 250 are believed to be trapped inside their apartments by the quake. Rescuers, firefighters, and volunteers combed through the rubble Sunday using cranes, picks, and their hands in the hopes of finding life. Aid trucks and ambulances entered Syria from Turkey Sunday to help tens of thousands of people who have fled an escalating government assault on Aleppo as airstrikes targeted villages on the road linking the city to the Turkish border. Rebel-held areas in and around Aleppo are still home to 350,000 peoples, and aid workers say they could soon fall to the government. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.